Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For those that are regular listeners, and even for those that are just tuning in, today will be the last day before my annual early summer break. And so I'll step back from these live broadcasts for a couple weeks at least into early June. We'll see how God redesigns and whether we continue in the same format. It's always a good time for me to just step back and see what God wants to do with this tool and this media, and to start again from a refreshed perspective. And sometimes it's a continuation of a pretty similar approach, and other times God kind of changes it up and we head in a different direction. So anyhow, if you're looking for the live broadcast the end of May, early June, you likely won't find it. And that's why it's not there. This week we've been talking about God's all-sufficient grace, and just the goodness. And we kind of defined that on Sunday in a message I shared, looking at a variety of characteristics that exist within God's grace and His goodness, His restoration, His acceptance, His compassion, His encouragement, and so much more. But those are some key elements, I think, that help us kind of put some handles on what that means. It's easy to talk about grace. It becomes a little more elusive when we try to get specific. And today we want to talk specifically about having conversation that is filled with grace. And I think it's conversations, our conversation with God. But in context of the passage we're going to look at, conversation with one another is kind of the key element here. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." As I thought about that verse and that idea that our conversation is filled with grace, it's seasoned with salt, I'm reminded of the old adage of the early, at least, heart-healthy diets. And I know they've made improvements and changes and things, but in the early days, the general rule of thumb that was always joked about was that if it tasted good, spit it out, you're not supposed to have it. And a big part of that was cutting down or cutting out salt and a variety of seasonings that might contain salt. And when we consider what it looks like to let our conversations be filled with grace, seasoned with salt, I think it's a combination. Sometimes we look at that and it's almost as if that seasoned with salt is describing what our conversations full of grace is all about. But I think sometimes I look at it and think, well, maybe the seasoned with salt is not only filling our conversations with grace, but adding a little flavor to it. A good flavor. Obviously too much, and it doesn't taste good at all. But a little bit of salt adds and brings out the depth of what you're eating. And I wonder what in our conversations, I suspect if you've tried it at all, and I really suspect even if you haven't, I pray that you've encountered people that have, filling our conversations with grace changes how we interact with people. A healthy dose of grace goes a long ways towards diffusing some very tense situations between people. And sometimes people are so worked up, sometimes we are so worked up, that those heavy doses of grace don't do all that much, at least not immediately. But when we're the one filling our conversations with grace that does do something great for us, it may not diffuse the turmoil in the other person, but it ought to change us. And as we've looked this week about how we live with grace, how we live with God's all-sufficient grace, we've kind of looked at a variety of ideas, a variety of teachings from God's Word about receiving God's grace in order to extend that same grace to others. And when our conversations are filled with grace, we ought to become less defensive. One of the things that I believe is kind of primary in escalating tensions between people is this lack of grace. Because with a lack of grace, we become defensive, and sometimes we not only become defensive, we start defensive. And so we kind of read into what's being said, we read into what we're hearing, and we make up an argument in our own mind. An argument that may or may not be present in reality. And when our conversation is filled with grace, we give that other person, and we even give ourselves, the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure they didn't mean it that way. It sounded harsh, it sounded condemning, it sounded judgmental, but when I fill my conversation with grace, I realize there's an option. I realize that I don't always sound the way that I want to sound. Quite some time ago, I had a person ask me after I preached in a church why I was mad at them. And it just kind of took me back. I was just floored, surprised. I mean, this person, I didn't have a lot of interaction over the years or even that day. But as I dug into this and filled that conversation with grace to the best that I could, it was my expression. And there was this feeling that, and I could not even tell you where this person was sitting in the auditorium at the time, but there was this feeling that I was looking at this person during the message and had an unfriendly face, which is kind of my natural face if I'm not paying attention and working on it. But in a conversation filled with grace, we walked away from that encounter, both, I think, feeling good, but it could have gone a different way pretty quickly. If I had become defensive, if I had left the grace out, if I had questioned her perception and the motives that were behind it, or what was really going on. But there was that willingness, that understanding that sometimes we have to listen. Many times we have to listen. When we live with this conversation filled with grace, it's not about simply using words that are undeserved gifts, words that are filled with goodness, but it's about listening. I think one of the greatest tools of extending grace to others is a willingness to listen to their story, to hear them out, to do our very best not to make decisions, make determinations, draw conclusions before we've heard what's really going on. And sometimes that's difficult. We think we know the history. We think we know the person. We think we know the circumstances. We've heard from someone that we trust. We heard from someone that says they know all about it. And a conversation filled with grace is not just using kind words and gentle words. It's not just seasoning it with salt that adds flavoring. It's listening so that we can understand. And so that our responses to one another are not only appropriate, but they are for their good. Building them up according to their need, as God tells us to do. As I think about the day that we will have, we don't know how long it will be. We don't know if Christ will return. We don't know if our day will be full and complete or it will disappear before our eyes. And yet we still make plans. We still go about life doing what we believe God has called us to do. And in doing so, we will likely encounter people. And sometimes that encounter will be face-to-face in person. Sometimes that encounter will be through social media. Sometimes that encounter will be on the phone. A variety of ways that we encounter people. And in all of them, I believe God tells us to let our conversations be filled with grace. Listen for understanding. Pause before responding. When response is necessary, respond in a way that benefits the other person according to their need. And always let those conversations be filled with grace, seasoned with salt, and allow God's grace to be the defining line in how you interact with others. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your conversations with us have always been filled with grace. Seasoned with salt, you've added flavor to our life. You've added that element of conviction. You've added everything that we've needed. And you've given us the example as we've watched the conversations between Jesus and those that sought him, between Jesus and those that he sought out, between Jesus and his encounters with people from all backgrounds and walks of life and ways of living. And in all of them, we watch, we learn. And God, today as we live life, may we be mindful of how our conversations sound to you, how they sound to others. May we be more deliberate about filling our conversations with grace, about being aware of the grace that you've extended to us, and so that our communication with others would have that same type of grace, that same desire that they would be built up according to their need, that same wisdom of listening and understanding, of asking those important questions when we don't understand. Of loving one another. Enough to talk appropriately. Enough to talk in terms of grace. In terms of goodness, of restoration, of acceptance, of compassion, of encouragement. God, today as we live life, whatever we face, however pleasant or difficult that it becomes, however calm or stressful, whatever it is, regardless of what our flesh reaction is, may we choose to respond to one another in conversations filled with grace. May it change us. And as it changes us, may we grow in our effectiveness in being representatives of Jesus. And may our conversations filled with grace lift up Jesus today, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.